Today we look at our fourth lesson in our series, Keeping the Church Alive, Help Along the Way. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Today we look at our fourth lesson in our series, Keeping the Church Alive. Our topic is Help Along the Way. Who needs help along the way? Along the pathway of life as parents, we must realize our children need help along the way. The statistics say that 19 out of every 20 people who are baptized are younger than 25. This should be an eye-opening fact that helps us realize that parents and how they raise their children are very important. Sadly, we cannot expect to save others if we are not saving those of our own household. A lot has been said, and a lot has been done during this generation in the name of saving our young people that is totally against the Bible. Sadly, we see more and more of the same. Choirs, youth church or children's church, gyms, and the like. These additions are spreading, you might say, like wildfire. They have the right motive, but wrong concept. They want to encourage young individuals, but are going about it in an unbiblical and unscriptural way. Though their desire may be noble or sincere, it is not scriptural. In 1 Kings 12, 1-20, the Bible tells us of how Rehoboam listened to his young friends instead of wise counsel, and it resulted in the division of his kingdom. We must listen to the words of the Bible and not what children or those school age say they require if they are expected to be in attendance. Naturally, when these additions run their course, those who came for such things will not stick around. We must also remember that our children can be won or lost in the home. The Bible gives us ways to raise our children, and we should strive to follow them. We find examples of this in Proverbs 22, verse 6, Ephesians 6, verse 4, and many more. It has always been the Lord's plan that the children would learn of Him, not just at services, but in the home as well. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 7. Timothy is a great example of what a young child raised in the Scriptures can become. We see this in 2 Timothy 3 in verse 15. Parents can help the children grow simply by making sure their children are present at service times and guiding them in their studies in the classroom and at home. This means discussing and studying the Bible more than in the car ride to and from the church building. It means making Bible study a part of life, not an option. Parents also lead their children by example. How would we feel if they repeated the things we did or said? We can help them by practicing proper discipline. Parents practicing proper discipline not only assists a child in godly living, but will also help the church as well. The church then will gain a future leader and not a hindrance or a troublemaker. Proper discipline begins with proper teaching. We must place the proper emphasis on the right things. Parents should make the Lord and His church a priority and not an option, or feel as if the work of the church is a burden. These things should not be our attitude. It is easy to fall into the trap of having a list of do's and don'ts. Instead, parents should instill the love for God and the desire to please Him in their children. As we think about these things, we know that these are very important. And this also includes the application of the laws already stated in His Word, as we see in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. It is also easy to, if we want to help the Lord's church grow and help our children be the Christians we want them to be, we ought to motivate them to desire to be full servants in His kingdom. Young men learning God's word so that they may be elders or deacons or preachers in the future is a godly goal. young women learning how to be proper examples, and learning the ability to teach is another motivator to help our children desire to be faithful to God. If our children are to be called faithful and righteous in the eyes of God, they will need the help of their parents. When our children see our interest and enthusiasm toward Christ and His church, it will ignite in our children a desire to learn more of Him, His commands, and His love toward mankind. Let us do all we can to help our children along the way. Thank you for listening.